வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 10th of April, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chastra Jatam.
Same Devaki and Vasudeva, his parents?
Yes.
How is it that after they gave birth to Krishna this time, they went back to Godhead?
Hmm? What is the objection?
Pardon?
What is the objection?
Well, according to the usual way of thinking, we think that if somebody is... Well, that doesn't apply in this case.
Universe, Krishna may have another devotee like them. If there is another universe, why not another couple? There is everything another. Because we are limited, we want to make Krishna always limited. How it can be? We should always remember Krishna's inconceivable omnipotence. Know how many thousands of couples are there, because Krishna's that birth is going on every moment. That's what is called Nitya Lila. In this universe, immediately born, that birth, that pastime, is again immediately manifested in another universe. He has grown old 2 days. So the same form again in another universe. The same example. Just like 6:30 a.m. of this sun solar calculation, immediately in another country, 6:30 a.m. Is it not?
Yes. The tradition of being Krishna's parents or hearing Bhagavad Gita, or being a cowherd boyfriend,
yeah,
can be filled by different living entities qualified in the different universes.
But that makes them sound like they're posts instead of individuals. I thought you once said that Arjuna, he always stays in the material universes. He's a person and he always travels with Krishna. Not that it's a post.
Everyone, all the associates are Krishna. Like Krishna.
Right now, Krishna is in so many different universes.
Yes.
And he's having these same pastimes. And in each universe, there is an Arjuna.
Everything.
Everything. So is it the same living soul, Arjuna, in each universe, or a different living being may be taking that position?
Take it for granted, different, or is it wrong? After all, everyone is Krishna's expansion. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi. We are also expansion, Hare Krishna. But still we have got individual. Krishna proved it by expulsion in Vrindavan, when everything was stolen by Brahma. Again, another batch of cows and calves and cowherd's wife, Hare Krishna. Immediately, what is the difficulty for Krishna? Is it clear or not? You wanted to clarify, is it clear or not?
Yes, you said the answer is that it's different persons, not just one Arjuna, not just one Yasoda.
Just like I have got 100 branches, each branch I've got a set of my sitting room and my books and everything. And wherever I go, I see the same place. If it is possible for an ordinary man to have 100 sets of the same thing, why not for Krishna?
So you have, in each branch, you have a different cook, different president, different treasurer.
But the set is there.
Yes.
What I want. The set is there.
Now in the case of Jai and Vijay, who fell down and took the role of demons, after three births as demons, they were supposed to go back to the spiritual world.
Yeah.
So after the three births in this universe, the same pastimes were going on in other universes?
Yes, why not? Whenever Krishna desires that he is to fight with somebody, another bus prepares himself for fighting, becomes his enemy. Because in the Vaikuntha world, there is no chance of fighting. Therefore, he sends his devotee to become his enemy, and there he fights.
So other living entities would play the part of Ravana in other universes?
Why not? Or any other way.
We cannot actually conceive all these things.
Yeah. The conclusion is that Krishna being reservoir of all pleasure, so the pleasure of fighting is there. So he can exhibit anywhere. That is the understanding of Krishna. As soon as we limit Krishna, like one of us, or little bigger than me, then I become Dr. Frog, don't come near. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
We have an assembly, and they passed by majority vote that I should refrain from coming here. But I somehow or other came.
But I saw and offer my obeisances to a motorka. I was thinking that Dr. Patel's representative, the car is here.
Because we are trained to all the accredited saints of India. Whatever opinion.
Our business is to point out who is not a saint.
But don't point us out. We think you want the tree to be a saint. Okay?
That is our business. Which are must be. Can I speak something? Because their position is to take Ramakrishna as a saint person. Saintly person, they are me. Just like Ravana. He also underwent severe penances. But just to fulfill his personal desire, or Ravana was so devoted of Lord Shiva that he was cutting his head and offering to the deity. Is it? You know everyone?
Yes.
So why he is called Rakshasa, not a saintly person? What is it?
Because he was trying to enjoy.
I will tell. Why he is described in the Shastra as Rakshasa? And not only that, I do not know whether here in Delhi I have seen Ramlila, the effigy of Rama is bitten with shoes. But actually he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Everyone knows. And he was so big devotee that Lord Shiva gave him all benediction, whatever he wanted. So why this Ravana is described in the Shastra as Rakshasa? Why is not described as a saintly one? He was a Brahmin by birth. He was born of a Brahmin father. and he was a great student of Vedas. Materially he was very opulent, so that he could control even the demigods. He was so powerful. Still, with all these qualifications, why is this guy as Rakshasa? You answer this one.
Because he had some five vikaras also. Kam, krodha, moha.
Not a devotee of the Lord. Okay, anyone, that is our criteria. Anyone who is not a devotee, whatever he may be very, very big, or so-called saintly. But according to the description of the Shastras, namang duskitura murha prabhadante nara. We shall calculate in that. As soon as
devotee to Shiva, devotee to Lord Shiva, otherwise why Lord Shiva gives him whatever he wants?
Lord Shiva is Lord Shiva, he is very powerful demigod. He can give, he has got the power. But in spite of being favored by Lord Shiva, in spite of his becoming the great devotee of Lord Shiva, why is this guy as Rakshasa? That is the point. So therefore, if I say a Ravan, a Rakshasa, according to the Shastra, then another devotee may be angry. So what can he do? It is stated in the Shastra. Rakshasa. Similarly, in the Shastra it is stated that namang duskita namu raha prapadyante narana. If one is not surrendered to Krishna, he is duskitula, the most sinful, mura, rascal, naradha, lowest of the mankind, maya aprita jnana. These things are there. But if we quote this Shastra, that this man has not surrendered to the Supreme Lord, therefore he is a rascal. Then what is wrong with us? It may be a very strong word, but it is stated in the Shastra, just like about Rama. It is stated that he is a Rakshasa. So it may be very insulting and strong word, but this is the statement of the Shastra. And if one quotes from the Shastra, what is wrong on his part?
Suppose
in the court a big man has done something criminal, and the judgment is that he should be punished. Sir, can you accuse the court? Oh, such a big man. Just like for the timing, let us understand, Mahatma Gandhi was put to jail in so many times. So, nobody could say, because according to law, there is civil disobedience. So, if the law puts him into jail, so can you protest against them? Then he will be also put into jail. Contempt of court. Although everyone respects Mahatma Gandhi, but why he was put into jail? According to law. It may be it is man-made law, it is wrong, but the principle is that whatever is judgment of this Shastra, you have to take. It doesn't matter who is that man and how great he is. That is, jasa asandhima siddhya vaktati kamakara na siddhya. The Shastra is giving stress, always. So you cannot go beyond the verdict of the Shastra. That is the injunction. About Guru Nanak's statement,
Ram Gaya Ravan Gaya.
As soon as he said that, he was killed immediately.
Yes.
That is the atheistic version. I don't care for that. So, as soon as he became atheistic, he was killed. And so long he was chanting, Ram will kill me, Ram will kill me. So he was not killed.
He was, but according to him.
He was chanting for the name of Ram. So long one chants Ram or Krishna, who can kill him? That is why. Vishnu bhakta bhavet dayu asurastha viparja. So demigods there, devotees of Vishnu, and they are always inimical to the demons.
So any logic, because in everybody's heart, how can everyone be Krishna?
Heart of a dog also. Then dog is also Krishna. So why one should go to the temple? He can worship his dog at home.
Yes.
If this logic is verdict of the Ramakrishna mission. He can worship even whatever you like. There is God. And therefore they have manifested this word, Daridra Nara. Japa karma sanskar. Sanskarat bhavet dija. The sanskar reformatory method begins before the birth. Before the birth, when the father and mother have sex, that is called garbhadhan sanskar. That is also another ceremony. It is not a hidden fact. The sanskarat bhavet dija. Otherwise, it is birth like cats and dogs. That is Vedic civilization. Sanskar before the birth, then immediately after the birth, then one after another. This is called Jata Karma, then Namkaran, then when he is grown up, boy, Upanayan Sanskar, Dikha Sanskar. Then when he's grown up and marriage, some marriage is also another sanskar. In this way, there are dasavidha sanskar. So, unless one goes through all the sanskaras, he's not accepted as higher caste. He's Shudra. In a Brahmin family, if the garbhadhana sanskar is not taken, it is said that immediately the whole family becomes Shudra. No more Brahmin. Where is Garbhadhan Sanskar is going on? Nobody takes care of Garbhadhan Sanskar. It's still there, declaring that I am Brahmin. Therefore, the conclusion is Kalau Shudra Sambhava. Everyone is Shudra. No education, still one is called Panditji. What is the meaning of this Panditji? If he is not learned, then why do you call him Panditji? Is also another form of Pandit. Yes. Pandya. From Panditya. From Panditya. Comes Pandya. When I say this is going on.
Yes.
But Shastra says if one is engaged in a particular type of occupation, he should be called that.
Yes.
Jasai jat lakshanam proktam varnabhi banjakam. To designate into certain type of varna, there are symptoms. That symptoms, jadi annatra vidisheta, if it is found somewhere else, tat tenai vavinidhise, one should ascertain by the symptoms. This is the Shastra.
According to the work, it is known.
Yeah. Even a man is born in the Brahmin family, but if he is working as something else, he should be practically also, just like somebody is Pandit, Brahma. But if he is doing the work of an engineer or doctor, he is as a doctor, sir.
Yes.
That is practical. Doctor, sir. Engineer, sir. Not Panditji.
By birth
he
may be Brahmin.
Ah, yeah. By birth there is no Brahmin. By sanskar, sanskarat bhavet dija. That is.
But right is not birth.
No.
No birth right.
Ah.
That is the beginning of it.
Ah, okay. That is the beginning of sanskar. There is regular ceremony.
But very few people nowadays get it to
be. Still, in Bengal.
In Gujarat also.
When the husband meets first the wife, there is sanskar. There is regular puja part. Then the husband and wife meet together. We had the same sanskar in our family. It was going on. When we are young men, it was going on. Before sex, there is a ceremony. That is called garbhadhan.
He not only gave cows in charity, but hills of grains, decorated with golden bordered garments and many ornaments.
Annavastra dāt. Charity means to give in charity anna and vastra and cows. Charity some paper, 100 rupees. Another chitti. And he is also satisfied. 100 rupees. What is this 100? It is a paper. A piece of paper. Art, black market, white market. Because when one does business, he has to do it. But it should be purified. I have seen the Marwaris, they do that. Although when earning money, they don't care. They do anything. But they give in charity. By the body, by taking bath, similarly, the wealth is purified by this charity process, giving it to the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. Just like Rupa Goswami, he accumulated much wealth. He brought in a big boat all gold coins. So he distributed 50% to the Brahman and Vaishnava, and 25% gave to the relatives, and 25% he kept for his personal emergency. This is example shown by Rupa Goswami. Guraksha vanijyam vaishya karma sabha. So, where is that vaishya giving protection to the cow? Although they are village men, but they are very rich. That is the old Vedic civilization. Now you go to the village, all poor. The cows are skinny. People have no home, no nice cloth. This is the position. And we are still advanced. They are proud of advance. And here is the description of the village. With cows only. Now how much fallen we have become. You can just imagine. And there will be no more. These things will vanish. That is stated in rice, wheat, milk, sugar, and fruits. There will be no more available. You have to eat meat. That day is coming. Before that day comes, go back to home. Since they try to understand Krishna, and everything is changed. All this nonsense place, full of demand.
They possess such an abundance of various kinds of milk products that they were throwing butter lavishly on each other's body without restriction.
Yes, see how rich they were.
So much butter and all these things.
Yes. Throwing butter like anything. Yes.
Now I can't see also.
Yes, see.
Their wealth was milk, yogurt, clarified butter, and many other milk products. And by trading their agricultural products, they were rich in various kinds of jewelry, ornaments, and costly dresses.
The richest man, their wife, has no bangles.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it? And their jewelries. Jewelries, cow, butter, throwing butter like anything, and silk sari, and enough food, grains. What is more want for material advancement? That is real material. You have got everything, material needs. One can feed his wife, her children, then he is successful. There is no question of charity. There is no question of charity. But here it is said, they are also giving in charity. To become real Brahmin and give instruction in society, and they also stopped giving charity to the Brahmin. So therefore the society is so fallen. There is no instruction from the Brahmin and no charity from the Kshatriyan Vaishya. Roshita Bhartrika. By the dress, a woman is recognized. When she does not dress very nicely, it is to be understood that her husband is out of home. When there is the Barmilin, that means she is married. What is called? Division?
Siti.
In this side, then she is prostitute.
I see.
The dress, when the woman dresses in the white dress, the vidava,
yes.
No husband.
Yes.
In this way, by dress.
You can recognize that.
Yes.
But now they have changed.
When the girl has no this covering, that means she is virgin. She is not married. In this way, all the signs are there. This is Prosita Bhaktrika. Prosita Bhaktrika means one whose husband is not at home, outside, and then she will not dress. She will not take regular bath. So that people may know that she, her husband is not at home.
She won't take bath.
Not very bath. Take bath, not with any oil.
Yes.
And she wanted to have hired very good looking. Yeah, that is the idea.
But although Rohini's husband was away, she still dressed herself on this occasion.
How is there any grass? Water? There is no water. There is no grass. And the field. Government is sending the cows to the slaughterhouse. This is the condition of present India. In Europe, America, although they are sending cows to the slaughterhouse, they have got enough grass and water. That I have seen. At least so long they live, the cows are comfortable, maintained. But here, there is no comfort for the cows. Now here the anxiety is whether the cows are getting sufficient grass and water.
What's the explanation that they're slaughtering more cows in the United States, but they're still a more fortunate situation than materially?
No, that is now dwindling. The hippies are coming out. So one day it will finish. One day it will finish. That it has already begun. The future hope is now becoming hippies. There. So who will manage it? It is already, there is a problem. How to maintain the industry, how to, it has become a problem. Now naturally, when these, there will be all hippies, not to work, when everything, so-called prosperity is finished.